many cultures collide in Jessica Hagedorn's new novel, Dream Jungle. Hagedorn is a Filipino-American, and the book is set, for the most part, in the Philippines. In 1971, this former Spanish colony, which was also at one point occupied by the United States, was the scene of an anthropological controversy. A Philippine government minister claimed to have discovered a Stone Age tribe called the Tucidides living in the rainforest. It was a hoax. In the late 1970s, an American film crew under the direction of Francis Ford Coppola arrived in the Philippines to begin work on the haunting Vietnam War movie Apocalypse Now. Jessica Hagedorn says these two events formed the nucleus of Dream Jungle.
They were both events in my life that occurred while I was going back and forth to the Philippines quite a bit to visit my family. I also knew a little bit about the man who was credited with discovering these mysterious people in the rainforest. And so when he actually died in 1997, I felt very compelled to try and tackle the subject. First I thought as a nonfiction book, and then I thought, well, really, it would make such a rich novel. And to connect it somehow to the making of this big Hollywood movie in which the Philippines becomes a stand-in for Vietnam. I was interested in the ideas of myth-making, and I think both events are really colorful examples of that.
First, about the hoax. Now, this was the man who discovered them was a man named Manuel Elizalde. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Elizalde, yes.
Elizalde. And you base the character of Zamora de Legazpi on him. Tell us a little bit about his character, what you knew of the real man, and how he fills out the character of Zamora.
Well, I would say Zamora is really inspired by Elizalde, but I took, of course, a lot of liberties. The Elizalde we all knew, and I did not know him well, I was a child when he was a young man, was a very colorful, haughty figure, well known around Manila as a playboy. He was dashing, incredibly wealthy, very intelligent, able to do many things because of his life of privilege. So when I heard about this so-called discovery of this Stone Age tribe and that he was touted as their protector, I was a little bit surprised. My family was incredibly cynical about it. A lot of people were skeptical. It was like, well, what's he up to now? And why would he be suddenly so interested in this shy indigenous people in the rainforest, you know? And I think in the novel, I try to not judge him. I try to present a character who is flawed, deeply, but also capable of doing some good.
Was there a political motive to this so-called discovery? Because it was indeed at the time when Ferdinand Marcos was in power.
Right. Well, they say that. You know, there are many, many, many theories about it, of course, and to this day you can get people all riled up talking about it. Some people say that it was all a big scheme between Elizalde and the Marcoses, you know, to get their hands on this rich rainforest. That's one theory. Another theory is this is just part of the entertainment of people who have nothing better to do and they can do it.
It's interesting that one of the characters, this young boy that Zamora, your character that is based on Elizalde, that Zamora finds and brings to his mansion is a young boy named Botabil. Now, I've been told that Botabil, the name itself, is derived, and it actually does sound like it, from vaudeville, a satire, a show.
Ah, you caught me.
Ah, so tell us more.
Well, I like to have fun, you know, and I like to have fun with my characters, and I can't treat them so sanctimoniously, you know, and I think he sort of was the entertainer of the tribe.
And the whole idea of it being, if indeed it was indeed a hoax and a show, the name Botabil works quite well.
I hope so.
Yeah. Zamora himself, Zamora de Legazpi, is he named after Miguel Lopez de Legazpi, who was the conquistador whose expedition? Yeah, again with the names. I feel like do you think you need to know Philippine history to actually be able to appreciate what it is you're doing in the fiction?
No, I hope not. I mean, it's nice when you do, because then it takes on a whole other, even deeper meaning. But I would hope, if I did my job right, that even if you didn't know European history or Spanish history or the history of the Philippines and who came and conquered, that you could still enjoy the character for who he is, mm-hmm. that he would be vivid enough that it doesn't matter if you don't know who Lopez is and Lopez de Legazpi or Ponce de Leon, another character is named Ponce de Leon.
Yes.
So I just thought I'd have all these conquistadors sitting around, you know, in the 20th century having a good time.
There's a scene at the beginning of the book, and it's when Duan, his Zamora's guide to this tribe, is taking him in. Would you just read it? Because it's a wonderful description of the landscape, and, you know, you can almost smell the jungle and feel the humidity and, you know, see the green saturation. It's on page 8, and it begins with Zamora and Duan crept out of the makeshift shelter.
Zamora and Duan crept out of the makeshift shelter, carefully wending their way through the dense, thorny bush until they reached a small clearing. "Wait here. I will tell them you have come," Duan whispered before disappearing into the trees. Zamora collapsed on the muddy jungle floor and flung out his arms in joyful surrender. All that green, humid, pulsating, unforgiving, alive with predators and scavengers. Trees towered 200 feet above him. Kekem, Lunai, Nabul, Balete. God's trees, so ancient and huge they obscured sky and sun. Such clichés he felt, such reverence and awe. A tingling in the loins, a fire in the belly you can only imagine. Ilang ilang, waling waling. Pungent perfume of wild, monstrous lilies and orchids in bloom. Enchanted green of Lorca the poet. Ominous green of Mindanao rainforest. Zamora would gladly die here, alone.
How often do you get to go back to the Philippines and to keep yourself connected to life there?
I am doing it less and less because most of my family is gone now. I don't know. I think work will always bring me there, but I can't really say anymore. After this book, I mean.
Huh. Will it always be the mind where you find the ore for your work?
I think it's always definitely going to be there, even if my next book has nothing to do with the Philippines. It's always my muse. Yes, definitely.
Jessica Hagedorn is the author of Dream Jungle, which is published by Viking. She joined us from our studio at NPR West. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Leanne.